He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Monday, May 23rd. Yeah, that's right, May 23rd. Today's podcast, we have to talk about this new anthology set coming to Top Shot. It's Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson partnered with NBA Top Shot, and we're getting a Magic Johnson pack. We're going to go over all the details of what we know about this pack so far. Probably be a quicker episode, but we need to talk about it as there was a lot of hype and rejuvenation back into NBA Top Shot over this news. So let's take a peek at the details and see if we think it's warranted.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA, Top Shot, NFL all day, UFC, Strike, Panini America NFT, and other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem them worthy. On today's podcast, like stated in the introduction, we're going to be talking about the Magic Johnson pack that is coming in just 2 weeks' time. But first and foremost, we got to give a huge shout out to my friend on Twitter, Mr. X Gons, who pulled a serial number one Steph Curry the other day out of the playoff pack. I told you guys that it's hashtag scientifically proven to get better serial pulls from your packs. And there you go, another serial number one, this time a Steph Curry. Congratulations, that is big time. All right, that Steph Curry on Live Token has a estimated value of about $1,100 right now, which is a nice pull from a $20 pack. So, if you'd like to have better odds at getting a serial number one of a player, you better follow us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. There is no underscores, no periods, no nonsense at CryptoBallersTS. All right, also, not to go completely unmentioned, Mr. X Gons also pulled a serial number 75 Jrue Holiday playoff moment. Would you guys know, serial number 75, this is the NBA's 75th season, so it got the diamond-shaped emblem, which is nice. So that is quite a two-hitter right there, huh? Number one, Steph, and a number 75, Jrue Holiday. So again, follow us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. I mean, why wouldn't you at this point? Anyway, let's talk about the most exciting news we've had in a while, this Magic Johnson drop. Now, it's called the Anthology Magic Johnson. So I'm going to go ahead and read the details about it. Then we're going to talk about the pack details, check out what the Top Shot score requirements are, all that good stuff. So let's start off with the little write-up about this pack. It says here, to celebrate one of the most gifted and beloved players in NBA history, a five-time NBA champion, three-time Finals MVP, three times NBA MVP, 12-time All-Star, and member of the NBA's 75th anniversary team, we're doing things differently. Our partnership with Magic is a special occasion that calls for an all-new collector experience, including a first-of-its-kind anthology set reserved for iconic plays from NBA legends. The first NBA Top Shot anthology dropping June 7th, which is about 2 weeks, will contain a rare and legendary Magic Johnson. Now, that write-up can be a little misleading, as it makes it sound like one pack is going to contain a rare and legendary moment, because it says here, will contain rare and legendary Magic Johnson moments. So you're not getting two moments in a pack, one rare, one legendary. You're going to get one or the other. It's going to be totally random. We're going to leave it up to RNG. So let's talk about the pack price, the requirements, what you're actually getting, percentage chances on legendary versus rare. Let's go through it all in detail so you guys know if it's worth, you know, hiking up that Top Shot score or just getting that amount of Dapper, as it is a little pricey. Let's go ahead and take a peek. So there's going to be two queues, priority queue and general queue. General queue we're going to start with first because, quite frankly, it's the easiest. So for general Q, everybody is going to qualify, okay? There is zero top shot score requirement for general Q. There's going to be 400 packs available in general Q as well. General Q will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, June 7th. Now, the pack price is going to be $399 a piece. Might as well just say $400. So $400 for this pack is pretty steep. We haven't had a pack this expensive in a while, but this is a very unique set. Plus, you know, we got to talk about the odds of rare versus legendary moments. And it's tough to figure out what the value of this, of, you know, the worst Magic Johnson moment is going to be, because it's such a unique set. All right, Top Shot hasn't done anything like this before. All right, so let's talk quickly about Priority Queue and, you know, check out the difference. So in Priority Queue, there's going to be 1,200 packs available. So 3 times more packs will be available in Priority Queue versus General. And there's going to be a lot less people that qualify because the Top Shot score, I almost said collector score, the Top Shot score is pretty high. I mean, I think anyway, it's still an interesting system to get a grasp on and try to figure out, you know, where high Top Shot scores rank and like what's middle of the road, what's an average Top Shot score these days. So the Top Shot score requirement is going to be 150,000 points, which feels to me like it's, you know, pretty high. I've been in Top Shot for what, couple years, I'd say. I don't even remember at this point, but I've been in it, you know, I've been in it for a good amount of time, early series two, and my Top Shot score is like 90K. So I'm not even close to sniffing the 150K mark. So I will not be lining up for Priority Queue. And even if I was, I'm not sure if I'd want to come up with the $400. Now let's talk about the odds. So Priority Queue is going to be 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, June 7th. Okay, so let's talk about the odds here. So there is a total of 4 different moments that are going to be in this set. 2 rares and 2 legendaries. So the most common rare is going to be a game winner against the Celtics that is serial number to 999. 999 is not, you know, not that rare. It's about 1,000. That's like a common for series 1. So I was pretty disappointed to see that the mint count was that high on a rare Magic Johnson. And the second rare is called Platter Pass, and that one's going to be numbered to 499. So that's like, you know, the Metallic Gold Limited Edition rarity levels from Series 2. The first legendary is called Around the Body Pass, which is a famous moment that's going to have a mint count of 85. And then there's going to be another legendary moment called Start at Center in the finals, and that one is going to have a mint count of 80. So the legendary numbers are pretty good. The rare numbers, you know, not all that great. You know, $400 a pack is pretty steep. So let's talk about the odds of which moment. So obviously the 2 rares are going to be more common percentage wise than the 2 legendaries. So let's see what it actually is. So the game winner versus the Celtics, one that's serial number to 999, you have a 60% chance of getting that moment. 60, that's pretty beefy. The other rare, the Platter Pass, the 499 mint, you have a percentage chance of 30. Okay, 30, that's still not great. It definitely feels like you're probably going to get the game winner against the Celtics, the 999, but 30%, not terrible. You'll to get a 499, and then it drops off drastically. The first legendary, Around the Body Pass, you have a 5.1% to get that legendary, and then the Start at Center, the one serial number to 80, is going to be 4.8%. So you really need to get lucky. It's a pretty big time dice roll. I'm not sure if the 999 mint count rare Magic Johnson is going to go for $400 in today's marketplace. It might at first, because there's a lot of like positive buzz around it, but we've seen positive buzz moments drop off drastically over the years. So I really don't know what to make of this set yet. If I had a Top Shot score of over 150,000, I'd probably line up, but I'm not sure if I'd pull the trigger with $400 of Dapper, just because, you know, the marketplace isn't great right now. But I am curious to see what these moments go for on that open market. So I'll be keeping an eye on it for sure. I will be lining up in general But, you know, just about everybody will. There's not a lot of packs available in general. Only 400. So I'm not getting my hopes up at all. I'll probably be missing this drop entirely. But I'm going to keep my eye on the marketplace to see what these moments go for anyway. Because that's the name of the game. So will you guys be lining up for the Magic Johnson inaugural pack? I don't even really know what to call it. It's a set with four moments in it. So will you guys be lining up for it? If so, do you think that the worst Magic Johnson moment is going to go for over $400 in the marketplace? Because I'm not sure. Let me know. I will put any responses to my question. I will pin it on Spotify for everyone to see. All right, so if you're listening on Spotify, check the community questions. You will see it posted. Give your response, and I will pin it to the Spotify page. And while you're over there, make sure you're leaving a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to call it. Those things help the show tremendously, so please go ahead and do so if you haven't already. That is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers, the inaugural edition, if you will. All right, I'll catch you guys on Wednesday.